Hello again. This is Arizona Cal coming to you from the warm side of a cigar old cactus. Out here in the area and somewhat and exactly on the outskirts of Tempe, Tucson, Mesa, and points west. I'm here with my good friend and co-conspirator, Zuni Bob. Feet up, hats down, fans fanning, tanning, and planning our weekend when we can really kick back. We're sitting here with a couple of cool ones warming up about as much as we'll let them, discussing mystic things. Besides being an engine, Bob is also a mystic. A mystic engine. Or so he says. Well, I was just a little inclined to think it was just a Zuni and him coming out until, in the course of our conversation, I made mention of the missing mystic Martian space probe. No sooner had the word probe passed my lips, Bob flipped sides. Back to belly. In the blink of an eye, I said, missing mystic Martian space probe, and he flipped back. Soon as I saw what was happening, I said, missing mystic Martian space probe real fast 4 times. No small feat. I was trying to see if I could get him to fall off, and he literally spun in the air above that stuffed Gila monster recliner, but he didn't fall off. Soon as he landed, he sat up with a mystic look in his eyes and told me he knew what happened to that missing mystic Martian space probe. He told me there was a man in Mars. His face is there one time and gone the next. Real mystical. But he told me it wasn't just a man in Mars, but a Mexican Martian, Manuel the Mars Man. As soon as Manuel saw the mystic, not yet missing, Martian space probe, he drove his lowrider out there to check it out. He pulled up in his Mercury Meteor, didn't see any hubcaps, so he siphoned all the fuel off and drove out to Jupiter for a case of cool ones. Well, when they tried down here on Earth to fire off the retro rockets, no gas. And now it's the Pluto probe. Made sense to me. Maybe now we'll know what happened to that lovable pup of Mickey's. And until we find out, this is Arizona Cal coming to you from the warm side of a cigar old cactus.